WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At Dover Air Force Base, President Biden and the First Lady have arrived to attend the dignified transfer for three Army reservists killed by a drone strike in Jordan. ABC's Martha Raddatz is in Amman, Jordan, and says the U.S. is blaming an Iranian-backed militant group.
This as the U.S. now finalizes its plan for its multi-day, multi-target assault in retaliation for the deadly drone attack in Jordan that took the lives of those soldiers and left at least 47 other service members wounded.
Earlier, the president touted last month's jobs report. 353,000 jobs added last month, nearly double what analysts projected. Federal law enforcement confirming to ABC News that pro wrestling tycoon Vince McMahon is under investigation. He resigned from the board of the WWE after an employee filed a lawsuit accusing McMahon of physical violence. And a series of storms hammering the West Coast, California getting a brief break before another storm moves in. This is ABC News. Connecticut will be the first in the nation to wipe out medical debt for thousands of residents. Governor Ned Lamont speaking exclusively with ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
The state anticipating 250,000 residents will see their medical debt cleared. Lamont announcing he's leveraging a $6.5 million fund from the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 to cancel $1 billion in medical debt by working with a nonprofit organization that buys and eliminates debt at a fraction of the cost.
And in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania this morning, a large crowd celebrating a rodent held high above Gobbler's Knob. Phil the Groundhog, though, did not see his shadow.
Glad tidings on this Groundhog Day! An early spring is on the way!
Other groundhogs, including French Creek Freddy and Staten Island Chuck, agree with Phil. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
7 News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two experts on redistricting are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court, which plans to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. A package of $2 billion worth of proposed tax cuts are making their way through the Wisconsin legislature. Republican Representative David Steffen told a committee hearing yesterday there's no time like now.
A time of incredible bounty here in the state of Wisconsin. In addition to our surplus, over $1.7 billion in a rainy day fund. My goodness, these are opportunities for us to do this.
Governor Evers vetoed similar tax cut proposals twice last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers trade Corbin Burnes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burnes, to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for a left-handed pitcher, DJ Hall, infielder, Joey Ortiz, and a future draft pick. Last February, Burnes upset with the Brewers organization after during an arbitration meeting, they blamed him for not reaching the playoffs in 2022.
Had the hearing all day Tuesday, spent Valentine's Day on a plane, got home at 10, 11 o'clock and got to see my wife before she fell asleep, so that was kind of how the Valentine's Day went, so that was fun. But you kind of find out your true value.
We spoke with Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What we want.
Say the right is on. What are you going to do when they come for you?
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Don't you cry. Minuteman's favorite part of being a radio station? The amazing content we provide.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As we wonder why our kids are struggling, someone is getting bullied. As we discuss how to improve their mental health, someone is being harassed on social media. As we wonder why they're skipping school, someone is crying themselves to sleep. Knowing the signs is the best way to prevent bullying.
Please just leave me alone.
Learn the signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with pockets of sunshine possible. Remaining mild as high temperatures flirt with 40 degrees. Tonight will become partly cloudy as lows fall below freezing to the low 20s. But we've got abundant sunshine for tomorrow and warm temperatures remaining. Right now it's 34 degrees.
Any retransmission of Jack FM without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is strictly prohibited.
America.
need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. Lean on me. Before I said it won't be long. So I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Father,
it down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
For listening to Jack FM instead of staging a coup in Russia.
about playing that song, man. So good. Keith will give Jack FM's accountant something to do.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with pockets of sunshine possible. Remaining mild as high temperatures flirt with 40 degrees. Tonight will become partly cloudy as lows fall below freezing to the low 20s. But we've got abundant sunshine for tomorrow and warm temperatures remaining. Right now it's 34 degrees.
All you really want me to do is say something stupid so you can put it on the air.
Jack in Spanish is pronounced.
103.1 Jack FM
is pronounced Jack.
Jack, the repo guy's in the parking lot. Where are you at?